And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, we're going to jump into our Butters and Lee segment here momentarily. But before I do that, though, let me just let me give something big to think about. And, oh, by the way, give you something free to have. You ready? Here we go. So this is indeed a crazy world. Yes, it is. And maybe you're out there working hard to plan for your future, stand up for your beliefs all at the same time. But what if you found out that in the middle of doing something for your investments, that your investments were actually going to things that are contrary to what you believe in? Happens all the time. Well, maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at our newest sponsor, Inspire Advisors. Yeah, Paul Breyer at Inspire Advisors. So I'm talking about financial planning, y'all, that considers who you are and what you believe in, as well as your bottom line. These are solid local experts. They use biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies to maximize your returns. And they do it in a way, by the way, that has an impact on your bottom line, but also on the world in which you live. I call this financial freedom. Absolutely. So here's the free thing. You ready? If you want to know more about what's already in your portfolio, then go online for a free impact report at www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Get that free impact report. Check it out. Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. You can also find them on the sponsors tab at rightsideradio.org. Just click on their link and go straight to their website. Listen, the bottom line is conservative, godly, balanced financial freedom with Inspire Advisors. Check them out at moneypatternwealth.com. All right. I love it when I get to sit back and enjoy the opinions of people that do a lot for this show, and two of them come in regularly. One of them sits here in studio today as I speak, pushing all the buttons. Butters, how you doing, brother? You doing good?
I'm happy to be here.
You all set for this?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
You know where your whoop-whoop buttons are?
We'll see.
Okay. And then, calling in from the beautiful city of Huntsville, now the biggest city in the state of Alabama, that would be Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Miss Lee, how you doing?
I am great.
Good. I'm glad. Hit me some whoop-whoops for Butters and Lee. It's so good here. Oh, and he threw a little boom on the end of it. Wow, that actually kind of got my attention there. All right, so you know the deal. I ask y'all questions and just see what you think about things. So here's the deal. I'm going straight on in. You're driving to work, same road you drive every day. Picture it. Suddenly you realize a giant rainbow flag has been planted right there in the middle of the street, just a mural painted with your tax dollars in the middle of the street that you drive on. My question is this: do you drive over it, do you drive around it, or do you something else? So, Lee, I'm starting with you.
I drive over it. It's a road. I don't care what's painted on it. If you put a mural on a road, people are going to drive over it. It's going to get long-term damage. That's just what happens to things on roads. If they don't want these things to be damaged, they need to paint them on a wall.
I completely agree, but so are you the kind that's going to wind up doing a burnout? Like you're going to find a reason to hit that corner and turn hard?
No, I don't want to take tread off my tires. I'm too cheap for that. I'm not taking tread off my tires. But here's the thing. You're making kids into felons by saying they scoot over things and somehow it's hate. I mean, get over yourself.
Yeah, and that's actually a real story. That was part of my monologue today, by the way. It's actually a real story in Portland, Oregon, I believe. Three kids.
Right.
Yeah. And they're facing, they get like $15,000 bond and felony charges for putting scoot marks on a rainbow pride. All right. Butters, you tell me, man, you're driving. There's the rainbow mural. What do you do?
Well, I mean, I'm going to assume maybe I'm driving through Rainbow City.
Nice.
You know, where I live. I just keep driving. Like, I don't get it. I'm not doing burnouts, and like, I think if you do that kind of stuff, you're kind of just letting them win, you know. I mean, kind of like you address some of that in the monologue. Just keep on going, and then probably if it's being paid for by tax dollars, get to your next city council meeting and try to figure out why the heck they're doing that.
Exactly. And by the way, What is the purpose? I mean, okay, you know, I have my argument that I believe it's intentional. They want people to put skid marks on it so they can scream victimhood. But why would they do that? I mean, why don't they, like you said, why don't they paint a mural on a wall? Why don't they put a billboard up? What's the fascination with having to paint Black Lives Matter and put rainbows on roads? What is the deal?
Well, think about it. It's a symbol. There's a lot of societies that have painted symbols on roads and symbols on walkways. And I just think it in itself is symbolic of what they're trying to do because it's like a religious symbol. It's like, how dare you do this to us? I think they're looking for victimhood here.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. If you don't want people to drive over the road, I mean, there's skid marks on every road I know of. So if you don't want people to drive on a road, you know, drive on your murals, then don't paint them on the road.
What happens if you have a pothole on a rainbow? What does it do?
Is there gold in there? I don't know.
Yeah. You beat me to it. You beat me to it.
There's so many jokes here. I mean, skid marks.
Has anybody painted a leprechaun on the rainbow on the roads?
Dude, somebody somewhere needs to run out there during the night and paint the leprechaun.
Paint a leprechaun and a pot at the end of it. That'll be priceless.
Well, I think somebody was smoking pot when they decided to paint the roads. I just look at this and go, all right, poor timing, bad use of tax. By the way, have y'all seen it's the video, it's making the rounds on social media of a city, oh gosh, which one was it? Anyway, it's in Virginia, I believe, and they get the thing saying, out there making the roads look fun for, you know, pride, and they got a guy who's painting the... He's actually doing it, and you can tell he doesn't have any paint on his roller, and he's...
Yes!
You seen that?
His roller is totally clean.
I know. And by the way, he's actually standing on the rainbow while he paints it.
While he's painting it. It's so, the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It actually is. It's such a virtue signal. Okay. All right. All right. So we have decided that... So while none of us are going to give them the chance for victimhood by laying skid marks on it, that we see this as being a useless gesture on the part of the cities that do it. Is that fair? Did I sum us up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go to foreign policy. I'm totally shifting gears on you. Cultural stuff we just did. Let's do foreign policy. So right now, Russia is openly sailing nuclear subs and warships near our coastal waters down off, you know, between Cuba and Florida. Your thoughts. Is this normal? What does it mean? And Lee, I'm going to you first again.
I think that Russia is poking us. They're basically saying, you're meddling, you're supplying weaponry to our next-door neighbor to help them fight us over territory, you know, that we could have settled this via, you know, long time ago, we could have settled this without going to war. You're meddling, and so now we're going to go meddle in your affairs with people 90 miles off your coast and see how you like it. And it's historical, you know, like with Kennedy and, you know, when they came after Cuba, you know, during the Bay of Pigs and all that. And I think that's one of the reasons why Kennedy was assassinated. I mean, it's a theory, and I happen to think it probably fits because he didn't go with it. The war machine really wanted to go to war with Russia. And actually more of his advisors said go to war than didn't, but he decided not to do it. Thank God. But I'm just saying, Russia's trying to remind us that nuclear war is still possible and that we need to back off.
Okay, so you think is it purely posturing or is there an actual threat?
I mean, I think it's posturing. Nobody really wants nuclear war, but I'm saying it's posturing with something to back it up.
All right. Butters, who has spent time in the Navy doing planning stuff, what say you?
Well, so first off, is it a threat? There's always subs out there with ballistic missiles, and they don't need to be anywhere near our coast to destroy us. I mean, let's go back to the Cold War. So, just because the civilians know about it all of a sudden, it's definitely a posturing thing, but we're also doing the same thing. It is international waters. We need to be very careful about how we deal with the language we use. I think they've done it for decades. I mean, well, we've sailed the seas. Like, that's what we do. International waters, you know, I mean, back in the Cold War days, they actually used to come inside our international waters. They used to put the ballistic missile submarines. And I'm sure there's some old school folks out there listening that, that probably can tell some pretty crazy stories. So take a breath, I guess, for one side of it. It's not any more dangerous than if they're anywhere else, pretty much. So you're just now aware of it. So
I think that's true. I think the piece that I see is less the physical threat of it, because it has been going on, like you said, for decades. And I think this is more of a, what gets me is an article that I read earlier on the show, and they called it Cold War style posturing. Well, the Cold War was supposed to be over, but I feel like the Biden foreign policy has revived tensions that didn't exist to the extent that they do right now. And so the fact that we can now granted the surface warfare ships, I mean, we're going to see them no matter what. But the fact that they are visibly showing us their subs as opposed to us thinking they might be out there is a visible poking of the bear, if you will. Or maybe it's the bear poking us, you know what I mean? But the reality is, I think the fact that they're posturing is a clear indication that they're pissed about what's happening with our weapons, you know, helping Ukraine. And so they're coming over here to say, we can sail wherever we want to. How do you like us now? And they're trying to do this because they know that our press will report on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they're totally manipulating. And I think they know the attitude that America would have. Instead of going, okay, you're in international waters, like big deal. Yeah. Do they feel emboldened to do that because we are in an incredibly weak state? Sure. But I think we also need to not sit here and have some expectation that everyone should stay off our hemisphere. Silly.
We can't help the fact that they're in our hemisphere. The question is, would they have been quite as overtly like puffing up and being the big guy on the playground trying to yell at us if it weren't for the Biden administration doing the things it does? All right. Any final thoughts on that, Lee?
No, I think you were both correct, and I think we just need to understand how this war in Ukraine, you know, the long game, how it's going to affect us.
Yeah, well, I don't think the Biden administration has a plan, so that's how it affects us right now.
He doesn't have a long game. It's like
no.
One for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Is it pudding time? I don't know yet. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back and flip the script where they just ask me questions, and I wait to find out what they're going to ask. You guys, we're with Butters and Lee. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, we're in round two of Butters and Lee. I've asked them questions, and now I just kind of sit back and wait and see what kind of questions they got for me. Could be anything. I'll tell you what, Lee went first for the first two rounds, so I'm going straight to you this time there, Butters. What you got for me?
All right, so I know you live right here. You drive over it all the time, but there's a little meeting going on, I believe, next week. ALDOT, our bridge here in Rainbow City and Southside.
Oh, this has been a flashpoint for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that and the 759 bridge, and apparently roads is a big deal. So, you know, I know obviously a lot of listeners – They don't really care that much about our bridge that we're getting, but exciting. But I guess it's a meeting with ALDOT. They want to hear from the locals.
Okay.
In your experience, having spent, you know, a little bit of time in Montgomery dealing with all this stuff, do they actually listen to that? Is there some backdoor plan that, like, how does that all work?
Well, first of all, John Cooper is still in charge of ALDOT, and if John Cooper is still there, then I'm saying they're probably not listening to people a whole lot. They have their plan. Don't try to get them off their plan. It takes a governor's call to get them off the plan. And I more than once I've seen what I call the politics of asphalt, where a road project literally became a political tool. And you would think that some of the, I mean, like, for instance, the bridge you're talking about, that is a major piece of infrastructure that has been missing. There is still a bridge right there that is so narrow that you feel like you got to touch both sides of it as you drive across. And it's a major traffic point. I have seen traffic snarled up at that bridge for, you know, 30 minutes to get across it just to go to school in the morning. So all that to say, that bridge has got to get replaced at some point. We are so far past the days when it was considered acceptable. And then I watch what they do spend money on, And you can find clear evidence of political influence. I was able to get Highway 411 to Cherokee County, four-lane, finally, for the most part. There was one segment that was still missing, but they're almost finished with it now. Cherokee County in my district was one of the only counties in the state that had no four-lane access to an interstate. And they had been promised that road since the mid-60s. We finally got it lit up. But it took having to go stand on the governor's desk practically to get it done. Does Aldot listen? Yeah, when they want to. How about that?
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance.
I'm going to the meeting.
One in a million, baby. All right, let me jump over here before I run out of time and see what kind of questions Lee got. What you got, Lee?
I'm laughing. Politics with Aldot? Never.
Never.
Never. Okay, so they've the ALLA, which is the Alabama Library Association, a state version of the American Library Association,
yeah.
And Reed Freely have decided they're going to fight these new library policies that have been put out, and they're going to fight against it because they believe that it's, it's. They put out all kinds of reasons why they don't want to have to adopt those changes.
All right, minute and a half.
Yeah, okay. My question for you is, I think this transcends libraries. It transcends even almost politics to the point where, I want to know what you think about what this says about the aim of society in general as far as children are concerned.
I think that progressive liberals have discovered what they thought was a soft target, and it was libraries. They thought they could go there and do what they wanted to do, and since it's a library, nobody would question. And what they're shocked about right now is that folks like you and my friend Amy Minton and others, Moms for Liberty and all the others, are literally standing up on something that the libs thought they could get away with because it was a soft target. It's been a safe place for years. It's like the place where there's no controversy. And yet now it's the center of controversy. So the ALLA is, I think there are activists mixed in the group, and it's obvious by that article on 1819 today that they're literally saying we don't intend to follow through with the, we'll have to abide by the letter of the law, but we don't have to abide by the spirit of the law. You only say that if you're trying to get away with something. So, I mean, there's no other way around it. So, the idea that they're going to try and keep their Pride Month language going and all the things that are so important to them. It's a freaking library, and it's not owned by you. So how about you just do your job? Know your role. That's what I say. How's that? Did I get you?
I agree.
All right.
I agree. Totally.
Know your role, silly liberals.
Stay in your lane.
In your lane. The one that has the rainbow painted on it. Yeah, thank you.
Exactly.
All right. Lee from Huntsville, we love you. You have a great evening and a great weekend. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Is she gone? Okay, she's gone. All right, listen, we're going to wrap this up. We're heading back. Coming back in a minute, though, right at the top of the hour break, got another guest calling in. Somebody who we've had on the show multiple times and just haven't had a chance to get her on here of late, but Hannah Stevens is going to come on, and we're going to take a break and do a little Right Sports and get the latest on what she sees as being trends in the sports world that are worthy of note. I'm looking forward to this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.